the magic I was looking for was in the structuring of my business, in being client-centered, in helping my clients achieve the outcome that they really wanted. So in other words, it was in the business stuff, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to get coaching on business. I didn't want to hire anybody to help me get my business right until I got to the point where I could just not, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Bienvenidos, mi amigo. It's your health expert, Ted Rice, and I'm back with another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. Today, I'm coming to you from beautiful, sunny Medellin, Colombia, where I am aprendiendo español, so I'm learning Spanish, although it's coming along muy lento, in other words, very slow. But I'll tell you, it's one of the best challenges you can do for your brain. Really excited to share today's talk with you because it's going to be all about how the magic that we want in our lives is in the work that we're avoiding. Before I get into that, because I know that sounds heavy, at least the way I said it with that little pause too. What I want to tell you is if this is your first time listening to Legendary Life Podcast, this show is all about clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. But on Real Talk Fridays, we just have a real talk, real conversation. And if you like what you hear, then what I'd love for you to do is to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you've been listening for a while and you really appreciate what the Legendary Life team is doing for you every week, we'd love it because it is a team here. It's not just me. It's not the one man podcast show over here. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/review and we help you leave a review in case you have any trouble trying to figure that out. A couple of people have trouble figuring out how to leave iTunes reviews. So if you're one of those people, legendarylifepodcast.com/review, and you'll learn how to do that there. So let's get into this idea. The magic that we want in our lives is in the work that we're avoiding. What does that mean? Well, I want to share with you a personal story that illustrates this exact saying. So some of you know that I got out of personal training in my late 20s, went back to school, was studying actually to be a medical doctor or perhaps do physical therapy. Wasn't quite sure, but I was doing all my pre-med requisites. Ended up having a little bit of a tragedy. My father's wife, my stepmother, died of a heart attack, and I dropped out of school for the second time. The first time was when my brother was kidnapped and was killed. And so this time I found myself dropping out of school again. And one of the reasons that I went back to school was because I was training, you know how I always talk about, I was training millionaires, I was training celebrities. That's all true. I trained Robert Downey Jr., Richard Branson, Ricky Martin. I've trained more celebrities than that. Trained Pauly Shore. Hung out with Gary Busey, took tequila shots with Russell Simmons. But sometimes what I don't talk about is I was really struggling financially during that time. And the thing is, I felt like I shouldn't have to struggle. I felt like I was really excellent at what I was doing. And for the time and the level of information available, I was exceptionally good and always have been on the edge of health and fitness. I lost it for a little while, if I'm being honest, but I got back on track and now I'm back ahead of the game again. So I didn't believe that I deserved a struggle. I believed I deserved more money, more success. And hey, I wasn't trying to become a millionaire and buy cars and stuff and Ferraris. I wanted just to enjoy life. I wanted to travel is what I really wanted to do. I wanted to have the life that I'm living now in many ways. But I didn't get it. And I struggled and I was frustrated. And I knew there was a problem. But to solve that problem, I kept diving into getting better, learning more about health and fitness, learning more about nutrition, learning more about exercise techniques and tactics. And I don't regret doing it, but it was what I was comfortable doing. And in this case, the magic that I was looking for was in developing a business, kind of like what I do now. Because I was a little bit self-centered. I was pretty into myself. I had one of my clients tell me, you know, I thought you were a bit, what did he say? A bit arrogant. And the truth was, I may have been acting arrogant, but I was insecure. I was like, I'm so knowledgeable. I know all this stuff, but you know, I'm not making the amount of money that I want, and not even the money, right? I'm not having a lifestyle that is really making me excited about what I'm doing. And it wasn't asking for that much, right? I wasn't looking for the penthouse in a multi-million-dollar building with a Rolls Royce and a driver, like some of my clients had. Man, I just wanted to live in a nice one bedroom, you know, have a decent place and have a reasonably nice car, and be able to go out to dinner without worrying in Miami Beach, which is a bit expensive, without, you know, worrying about it so much. And the magic I was looking for was in the structuring of my business and being client-centered, in helping my clients achieve the outcome that they really wanted. So in other words, it was in the business stuff, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to get coaching on business. I didn't want to hire anybody to help me get my business right until I got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. I was so sick and tired of my excuses. I was so sick and tired of the lack of results in my life. I was so sick and tired of, like, I would have these times where I would just be flooded with clients and I was making great money, and then it would all dry up. And then it was just this cycle over and over again. And I would be making great money and then I would not be making great money, making great money and not be making great money. And all the money that I'd have make during the times when it was great, I'd have to save because I knew I'd have to spend it when times weren't great. I was just so sick and tired of it. And eventually I got the message. Actually, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I was listening to The Art of War. Now, I have shared this story, but I don't know if I've shared it in a while. I was driving around in my X5, you know, my BMW, and going from house to house, multi-million dollar condominium complex to multi-million dollar condominium complex. And I was just playing The Art of War. I'm sorry, The War of Art. So The Art of War is by Sun Tzu, a Chinese dude, philosopher. It's not Sun Tzu, by the way. So The War of Art is by Stephen Pressfield, an American author who wrote The Gates of Fire and many other great books. And in that book, which is arguably one of the best personal development books ever written, because he's not a personal development guru, he's a guy who's really struggled to create the level of success that he has now, he talked about the resistance. And he talked about sitting down and doing the work. And he made this argument that adults, real professionals and adults, they sit down and do the work, no matter if they want to or not. And he says also that there's always resistance to doing the work, to doing the things that you need to do. And he also says, if you don't do the work, you won't get different results. And I was just listening to this over and over and over, just kind of beating it into my head. And what eventually happened is I hired my first coach. Actually, it wasn't a one-on-one coaching situation. It was a group mastermind. And in this mastermind, I learned one strategy that changed the game for me in the first call. It was the old client activation strategy or something like that. Something that the guy, I forget what he called it, but it was basically this. I had a list of, I've been doing personal training for, I don't know, maybe probably about 15-ish years. No, it has to be longer than that. I mean, it's less than that. So maybe 12, 13 years at that point. And he said, listen, look at your contacts, look at the people who are still around that you trained in the past and reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I've leveled up my training. I've got these new workouts, this new approach that I'm doing, which is all true. I mean, I was leveling up all the time. That's where most of my money was going into, is trying to figure out how to get people better results with exercise. And I started doing that, and right away, one of my clients, boom, got back to me, and then I made money out of it. It was that easy to make more money. It was that easy, but I couldn't figure it out how to do it on my own. I had to invest in some business coaching. And then I went on, you know, to fast forward this a little bit, then I went on to learn how to restructure my business, how to market better, what to do. And now we're really coasting. Now, get this, I travel the world, work from my laptop. I mean, I'm sitting in Medellin, Colombia. I was just in Bangkok, Thailand. I've been to Bali, Indonesia. I've been to Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi, Vietnam. I've been to Phnom Penh and Siem Reap, Cambodia. I've been to Hong Kong. I've been to Kuala Lumpur and Penang, Malaysia. I mean, it's just I've been to Costa Rica, so many different cities in Costa Rica. I'm living my dream finally, all because of the magic. And the magic was I needed to invest in the thing that I didn't want to invest in, which was business coaching. In fact, one of the things that we're going to do now, I'm doing well right now, but we need to do better. And I don't mean do better in the sense that, you know, it's like I got to have the penthouse again. Like, I'm not so materialistic in that way. Now, don't get me wrong. I wear my John Varvatos jeans and t-shirts. I like nice stuff. And if I get a car again, I'm going to get a nice car. But the thing that drives me the most is a few things. I want to take care of my dad. He's getting older. He still has to work, even at 76 years old. And I want to provide him not just with support, but I want to give him some experiences to really let him look back on his life and say, you know what? I had all this fucked up shit happen. My son was kidnapped and murdered. My daughter committed suicide. My wife died from a heart attack. My first wife was crazy. My biological mother, schizophrenic. But you know what? I still have my son, and he turned out great. And he, you know, him and I had these great experiences. And I want him thinking about that for his last few years, these great experiences. As far as Giselle, she wants to take her family to Thailand. She wants to take them to Disney World in Orlando. Costs money to do that. Costs money to take care of your family. And her family struggles. They've got that generational curse, like so many of us have, where they struggle financially. And she wants to end that curse, right? And I use that word in quotation marks. And so we're going to hire a coach to help us take our business to the next level. And when you invest and do that, you get return, provided that you invest with the right coach or the right program. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. You get a return on your investment. Now, if you invest with the wrong person, I spent $5,000 to spend a weekend with this dude, and it was a very expensive lesson, but didn't lead to the type of results I was looking for. And he said he was going to do things and didn't follow through. So be careful who you invest with. But when you invest in the right person, in the right situation, you get so much in return. But the thing is, nobody wants to do that, do they? We all want to figure it out on our own. We all want to do it on our own. And then I'll tell you this, sometimes that's the thing to do because you're not truly that committed. Like, for example, what am I trying to do right now? Okay, so I'm learning Spanish, but I'm not truly, truly committed to learning it. Now, I want to be clear. I'm doing my Pimsleur method 30 to 60 minutes every day, but I didn't invest, you know, several thousand dollars in some program that would level me up in my Spanish super quick. Why? Because my priority is my business, which means my priority is my clients. My priority is growing the podcast. My priority is, you know, figuring out all that stuff. So I'm going to invest there because I'm 100% committed, because then I'm going to go invest in the, you know, the Spanish program for a few thousand and level me up quick. Do you see how that works? But for a long time, I was resistant to doing the work, to investing in business coaching. But it's been the thing that made all the difference. And now I look at coaches and who do I want to work with? Who do I want to work with who is going to level me up? Because I know I've shifted away from that, trying to do everything on your own, trying to figure out everything on your own, listening to podcasts, reading blog posts. You think I haven't done what you're doing? I did that for a long time. Listened to a lot of business podcasts, countless blogs on how to build your business, how to do content marketing, how to make your podcast successful, you name it. But eventually I ran into a bottleneck and I just couldn't get beyond it. And I had to invest in people who could help me because they understood exactly what my problem was and exactly how to get past it. And they've done it with other people. And so they have a track record and experience so that when the struggles come up, when the obstacles, when the inevitable obstacles come up, they would know how to get around them. And it wasn't like sitting there scratching your head. And what I want to tell you is this, what I learned about this was that there's a mindset involved here. And here's what I want to share this with you. I've shared this many times, but I want to share it again. The mindset here is that the growth that we want is outside our comfort zone. It's always that way. So what I want to tell you is this, anything that you feel comfortable about doing, oh, I'm just going to solve this and I'm going to listen to some podcasts, I'm going to read some books, you're never going to solve it. Anything that you come up with as a solution to your problem, and we're talking about something you're committed to solving here. Because if you're just dabbling like I am with learning Spanish, you know, keep going. But if you're truly committed to something, and I'm talking about whether that's your business or your relationship or getting in shape, if you're truly committed, anything that you feel comfortable about is not going to give you the results. So what does that look like? Well, I'll tell you the biggest obstacle for so many people is money. Oh, no, I can't. And it's so funny. I have these calls with people and they're like, no, I don't have the money for coaching. I don't have the money for it. Oh, you know, I thought it was going to be a couple $100. Well, guess what? I don't charge a couple $100. I work with millionaires and celebrities. And even more important than that, because that doesn't really matter, right? I get results with people and I remove the patterns that keep people stuck. So they get the results and they're able to keep them for the first time, usually in their life. That's what I do. You're going to have to pay for that, but people don't want to pay. And I get it. You're like, oh no, that's super uncomfortable. And for some of you, you don't have the money. And I'm not just talking to invest with me. Maybe it's in marriage counseling. Some of you don't have the money, really don't have the money. I mean, really don't have the money. It's such a great question. I ask, I get it. It's more than you thought. The coaching is more than you thought. Is it because you don't have the money or some other reason? And people, I talked to someone the other day and they were like, oh, well, no, I'm paying $30,000 a year for my child, for my children in private school. And then I'm doing that. I'm like, okay, I understand that. I appreciate that. But is it, so are you saying you don't have the money or you don't have the money for you and investing in you? And then it came down to that. So this woman, she'd invest in her children for private school, of course. I'm sure she invests in going out to eat every week. And she told me she was taking several hundred dollars worth of supplements. And it's like, okay, so you wouldn't be willing to put this on your credit card, cut back on the supplements, and you know, maybe cut your going out to eat in half because she was making money. Her husband owns a business, and she's not willing to do that. And what does that mean? Couple things here. One is you're not truly committed, or you know, committed, but you're too scared to do the work. And I'll tell you, I don't bully people into joining my program. I'll never do that to you if you ever hop on a call with me. But I will tell you what you're doing. And honestly, that type of mindset really turns me off bad. People turn me off and I end up not even inviting them into the coaching. Just being honest here, you know, because I really want to work with people who appreciate what investing in themselves, what it leads to. Like, I appreciate it because I've done it and I've gotten results from coaching. So if you know the benefits of coaching, if you've invested in yourself before, you know, yeah, you pay money, but it's not, you know, buying your car and driving it off the lot. That's an expense because your car depreciates. But you, if you level up as a person because you hired the right coach or got into the right coaching program, that's an investment. And you never go backwards. You become a different person moving forwards. I mean, I'm completely different because of all the coaching that I've done. It's been the biggest thing that's changed my life. So some of us, if we are struggling with money and we really don't have the money, not we don't have the money for us, but we don't have the money, then I'd suggest to you, maybe what the work that you're avoiding right now is you're focusing on the Legendary Life podcast and the stuff about getting in shape. But what you really need to do, and maybe even what's stopping you from getting in shape, is you need to go stop listening to this show and go listen to, you know, how to get your finances straight. Maybe you shouldn't be tracking your nutrition. Maybe you should be tracking your expenses, which is what I have a couple of my clients do, actually. Every once in a while, that'll happen. So, because financial stress is it can be such a big stress in our life, and it can sabotage our ability to try to get in shape. So maybe right now, if you're that person, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. Maybe the work you're avoiding is getting your finances straight. And if that's the case, stop avoiding the work. Stop listening to this podcast and go find the podcast that's going to help you, and really go hire a coach. Stop fucking around. Now, again, if you don't have the money, I get it, but you better, you know what? If your daughter or son or your child was sick, would you find a way to get the money? Of course you would. You'd be GoFundMe. You'd do something. So go figure it out. Go figure it out. Now, for those of you who you got money, but you don't have it to invest in your health because you think, oh, I can figure this out. Even though it's 10 years of doing this, trial and erroring, losing the same 10 to 20 pounds over and over again. And you know that all these things that you're trying that are so fun and comfortable, like intermittent fasting, you know, keto, shining infrared light on your balls, hoping that it'll raise your testosterone and magically make all the body fat on your body disappear, or supplements. That's really probably the biggest one. People are just pouring, oh no, I don't have money to invest in coaching, which is what I really need to do. But oh, do I have $500 a month to spend on all these supplements that really aren't doing anywhere near for me what a fat loss nutrition program and optimized exercise program would do for me. But that's my comfort zone and I'm stuck there. So for those of you who are in a good situation financially and you're tired of being stuck spending the $500 a month on the supplements that you're not even sure what they're doing, but it kind of makes you feel good to do because, gosh, doesn't it feel so good to buy supplements? You know, if you look in the mirror, if you look at your resting heart rate, it isn't as low as it should be. You look at your body fat percentage, it's not as low as it should be. And if you're tired of bouncing around from the strong lifts program to the 531 to the what are other things that people do, you know, putting MCT oil and Kerrygold grass-fed butter in your coffee because you you used to follow or you thought Dave Asprey figured something out. Guilty as charged, by the way. I used to do that. And you're tired of being stuck there and you want some results. Time to step up to the plate. Time to avoid the work that you've been avoiding. Time to get uncomfortable. And listen, it could be with me or it could be with someone else. But if you listen to this podcast, resonate with me, I'd love to help you because I do help people break through. And if that's where you're at, then I want to invite you to hop on a call with me. Go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. If you've watched the masterclass, you're like, yeah, he's making some great points, but I'm not going to book a call. Oh, I love the podcast. I should book a call, but oh no, things got busy. And now I'm just going to go back to strapping the, you know, the neurofeedback device on my head and doing the halo neuroscience and popping some aniracetam and alpha GPC. And then what else do people do? And make my smoothie that helps with sirtuins and raises NAD levels. You know, if you're really ready to break through all that distraction and lower your body fat, get your workout routine optimized in a way that is going to make you feel like you're in your 20s again, then go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. Let's have a talk. For those of you who are a bit newer, go watch my masterclass and you'll get an idea of what I do. But those of you who are on the fence and you've been like, you know, I want to ask you how it's March. What is it today? As of the day that I'm recording this, March 5th. If you're ready, let's do this. Let's get you some results. Let's step up to the plate and take action here. And again, legendarylifeprogram.com/apply is the place to go. The last thought I want to leave you with here is that remember, if you are committed to changing any area of your life, any idea that you feel comfortable with is not the right solution. You need to stretch. You need to get uncomfortable. You need to get a little bit nervous. You need to get some skin in the game. That will change everything and help you level up to that place that you desire to be. Love you. Hope you enjoyed this and talk to you soon.